Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur, earlier a technology leader from Birmingham, UK, Mr. Manpreet Bawa. Manpreet, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I am honored to be here with you and sharing this hour.
Manpreet is the founder of Intentional Inc. He's a senior technology leader and he's a podcast host. So Manpreet, let me start by asking you, what took you from a senior technology leader to becoming a coach and a podcast host?
I think like in your journey and many of our journeys, when we start, we have our, especially growing up from where I came, the main intention was to become the breadwinner. Like we come from the culture where one person is sort of carrying the lot of the whole family. So my intention was to, when I started my career, was to, you know, have a career that can give me that kind of income that I can grow in. And obviously I had inclination towards computers. So I started as computers, but you know, it's interesting. Once you go pass through that stage of where your needs are met, you're making more than you need. You're, you know, you don't have to worry about food, shelter. And then you start to, you know, look around. You start to see that maybe there is more to life. And you start to question, is that there all there is with this career? Because after 20 years, I've been in that IT industry for 20 years, it starts to become natural. It becomes the same redundant things that you do over and over and again, and you get bored. So for me, I was getting bored. I wanted some new challenge. I wanted excitement and I wanted to see what else I can do. Am I just made for IT or I still have something in me that I can start something from scratch? And that's where I started the journey.
Fascinating, fascinating. You also say that my life seemed good from outside. I was losing the inner game. Please explain this with an example.
Okay. So you know, when you look at from outside, I had a good, I was married, I had a happy family, I had money, enough to sustain my lifestyle. I had enough in my savings to do whatever I needed to do. In outside view, I was living the dream. I was happy. I was there. But inside, I wasn't happy with it because it is something that I had done already, right? And human beings always need something exciting. Otherwise, you get bored of your days. You start to feel like there is nothing happening in your life. So I was not... deep down, I wasn't happy where I was going because I knew I had the same path. I would, it would be different customer, but similar meetings, different year, but similar results. You're focusing on sales and all that. But and I was feeling like, you know, if I were to die tomorrow, what would I be known for? And I realized not a lot. Like I wasn't making difference. So like just you said, you started this brand to give back. I wanted to have an opportunity to give back and find, because I realized so long I keep focusing on myself, I'm not ever going to be happier inside. The happiness you get when you are giving something back to individual or, you know, community, where you're not really looking for any results, you're not looking for something to come to you, it's a very different feeling. And that's what I wanted to have in my life.
Fascinating. And then you set up Intentional Inc. Tell me what you do here.
Yeah. So Intentional Inc., I started, I had multiple ideas at that time. I didn't know whether I was going to go and build something in technology product or I was going to go into something different. And so I started, I knew that I wanted to be intentional about what I do in this phase of my life. It's no longer about money. I want to make sure I am focusing my energy on the aspects I want to, you know, that give me happiness, that give me sense of fulfillment. So I immediately opened Intentional. And at that time, I didn't know what my service would look like. And as I started to envision and think more about it, okay, what I'm going to do, my first thought was to, I'm going to build a product, technology product. And as I would think about that, and I would think about the kind of company I'm working in, and I started having visions, I would always see myself speaking on stages, encouraging people, uplifting. And the one day I was like, wait a minute, if the feeling that I'm getting is of being on stages, of encouraging people or uplifting and sharing my knowledge, why am I building the company technology product? It's, you know, I'm going all the way around to get there. I can just directly hit there.
Correct.
And that's where I shipped in, and I started with coaching. And I, you know, a little later I started podcast. So it's just a stepping stone. I did not know where I was getting when I started. I had no clue I was going to be a podcast host, but it's just breadcrumbs. I started following the breadcrumbs.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So then let's talk about coaching now.
Yeah.
My first question to you is that, you know, when I was growing up, and I'm talking, you know, in the early 80s.
Yeah.
A coach was either someone seen or an older member of your family.
Yeah.
Or a senior colleague in the company who took a liking for you. Right. So coach and mentor, probably something very similar. My question to you, Manpreet, is what has changed that today coaching has become a formal profession and people are willing to pay for it?
Great question. Mm-hmm. I think when you started, when we were growing up, we had just one or, you know, two or three lines of professional ways we could go: engineer, doctors, or failures, right?
And if you were very, very bright, maybe the IAS.
Yeah, yeah. So, and there were very selective few who would have done it.
Correct.
And people wanted to get coached by them. You looked after them. They were mentors. They were gurus. Like guru tradition is very, you know, different in India, and it's sort of imbibed in our culture that you looked up to somebody with authority who had done it as your teacher, and then you just sort of become devotional and learn from there. Whereas what has changed now is we come to a place where we're in the information age. Information is there, experience is there. And a lot of times, you know, the people who had done it already, they come to a place like me and they say, okay, I've learned all this 20 years. What can I give back? And I started coaching, and people are paying for it because that experience is the value. It's not the knowledge itself. Knowledge, you can get it from YouTube, internet, you know, in the information age, knowledge is very cheap. It's the experience that counts. And that's why people are paying for that experience, that you want to go to somebody that can help you move the needle one step forward, but quickly. You don't want to wait 10 years to get there. You want the results now, microwave generation. So that's why.
Well said. And given your own background, you know, coming from India, where we've had this old tradition of elders and, you know, accomplished people becoming, like, as you said, gurus, your background as a technology leader, how has your own background supported your coaching philosophy, your style, and your values?
So, obviously, a lot of what I coach is based on my own life journey, what I learned through my childhood and there, and then living in different cultures. I lived in the US for 10 years before moving to UK. So having that sort of environment where I grew differently than I was. So for example, when I left India, I was 23. And next time I came back to India, I was 33, 10 years later. But what I saw was, when I met the same friends, I felt like they were still there where I left them 10 years ago. They hadn't moved. And it's nothing wrong. It's just they didn't have the kind of exposure I got to the people interacting and working with the people and leaders I saw. So that helped me, that different exposure of different culture, the way different people work. And obviously, I invested a lot when I was in the US for me to grow from a shy individual to come here. I invested a lot in myself. I took a lot of workshops, seminars, coaching. So that sort of built in the things that I wanted to coach. But and also as part of my technology experience and working in the retail industry, I came across people and cultures that I didn't want. So I wanted to, I made sure that when I teach people, I go and show them that even though you have all these kind of nonsensical things going on where people are bullies, they will try to overpower you and all that, but you don't have to be engaged in the same manner. You could still maintain your insanity or your sanity and grow. So I think that helped me a lot. Just knowing what I don't want in my life helped me coach build something that I can do with what I'm doing right now.
Fascinating. Very interesting. And Manpreet, you know, growing up in India, 10 years in the US, now in the UK, how have you been shaped by people in your life? And how are they influencing you as a coach today?
I where I am right now, Ashutosh, I sincerely believe everybody that has walked in my life has been a reason. It has brought me to place I am. There have been people that I absolutely didn't want in my life, like, you know, dealing with the, we all had those kind of bosses or customers that you just didn't want to. But as I look back in the hindsight, I can see if they were not there, I wouldn't grow and I wouldn't learn the lessons. One, I didn't want to be like them. So that was a lesson for me that I don't want to treat the people the way they treated me. So they influenced me hugely that way. Those negative influences made me that more compassionate, that I don't want to work with somebody and have to go to a place where I have to treat them like this. So that was one. Secondly, I was fortunate. I came across people who were very, very successful, you know, decamillionaires, billionaires, and I got chance to sit with them and learn from them. And I learned that, you know, if I just continue chasing money, I'm not going to get the fulfillment I see. So it had to be more than, it had to be bigger than the money. Obviously there was a part, big part of an initial journey where everything was about the money. You wanted the job based on what money were they paying, what compensation. So it was there, but coming to realization that, that money is not going to solve all the problems. There are, you have to become bigger than the money when you do things. And that shaped and grew me and helped me build a relationship. So my biggest gift has been being able to build relationships with people. And that came naturally to me. And it came natural because I learned from the people that came in my life and showed, okay, hey, you can make money, and you can still be a good boss, a good parent, a good friend. And you don't have to be always, you know, cutting down on people just to grow. So that influenced me a lot.
Very interesting. And given the your background, are there any specific areas that you coach in?
I believe we're coming from... growing up in India, we have cultural values, we have spiritual values, but what we are not taught is about mindset, the power of mind. And and obviously in our Vedas and our ancient texts, it's all there, the power of mind body connection. So I focus on, you know, how do you empower yourself so that you don't have to rely on others. Like there is university within, but how do you access it? And I had to learn, and I'm still learning it. It is really fascinating to me what you can do when you are able to win your mind over. Guru Nanak, you know, 500 years ago said that, you know, win over your mind and you'll win the world. And that's the battle. So that's where I thrive because it's a constant battle for me. So I coach with that philosophy that we need to work with the mind and our inhibitions. Once you overcome yourself, you know, you become limitless.
Fantastic. One more question on coaching before I move to your podcast. You know, you live in a very multicultural country, the UK. different cultures accept coaching in different ways. You know, if you talk to a person of Indian origin like you or an Indian like me, we've generally been taught, don't talk about your achievements. Let your work speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, if you go to the US, it's exactly the opposite.
Opposite.
My question to you is, how does culture impact coaching?
Culture impacts everything we do, because that's sort of becomes DNA. Mm. You know, when we're born into this earth, we don't have any culture or any association. We pick up those beliefs, those habits that sort of get impressed upon us, and that becomes, by seven, that becomes our mindset. And culture has a lot to do with it. You know, for example, in Indian culture, we respect elders, right? Okay. We see them a little bit higher than up. There is a sense of respect. Outside India and US, they see equal. We even call, you know, it was weird for me when people call their neighbor's name or their aunt and uncle by name, children call. It was very odd for me, but it's different culture.
Correct.
And they see themselves equal there, which is a different way of doing things. But ultimately what happens is, regardless of what culture you come in, there are only a few basic needs that people want. Everybody wants to live happily. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants joy. These are the basic needs. And then we carve out, okay, we want to have a house to get happy. We want to have married a partner to be happy. You know, we are different ways that we become happy. And those different ways are influenced by the culture we live in. Some people, you know, are really into food. Some people, even when you're looking for your partner, you different ways your culture influences those. So it does influence, and knowing that you're working with a person with different cultural helps. Like, I'll give you an example. When I was in US and I was running a meeting, and I said something like, 50s are old, and I called people in age group of 50 as an old, and there were ladies that were in 50, they got offended. And I didn't realize at that point, like, why, but I look back, and then I made a sense that in India, because of the lifespan, above 50 people retire, they are started, you know, they are assumed to be old, whereas in the US it's 70s, it's different dynamics there. And so learning that what people get offended or what people take personal to them is also a huge part of culture. And it comes from, again, exposure. The more you interact with different people, different cultures, you start to learn that there are different ways people approach the same things.
Wonderful. But with that, we move on to your podcast. Tell me about your podcast and what was your motivation to start it?
My motivation to start the podcast was, I just wanted to be in front of these people that were accomplished. I wanted to build, get access to them, and then bring those lessons that I got personally working with some of these individuals to the public, and, you know, in a way, create a forum where I can have access to the people I want to work with, but also I have audience for them to, you know, I give them the audience, and I give audience these people. So it was like a dual purpose thing, but intention was always being able to get across these people.
Wonderful. So my last question for you, and this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation. Yeah. Given your incredible journey, living across multiple countries, working in different industries, what would you say are three lessons you want our viewers and listeners to take away from your life and our conversation?
The first lesson I would say is, which I'm constantly being reminded of, is being open, being open to everything. Like, you know, just because I don't agree to your idea doesn't mean it's not a right idea or a good idea. So being open, like, different people can have different ways to approach things. Being open allows you to invite so many things in your life. That's one thing I would say. And that would be the thing I would tell my children if I had to, like, okay, be open to everything that comes in your life. The second thing is, and it may sound cheesy, but I think that more and more I'm realizing, more and more I'm meeting people, is that it's about love. Whatever we do ultimately boils down to love. So if you can pour love into what you do, the people you work with, if you're able to find love in that, it just solves all the problems. You don't, you're not going to be worried about that contract coming on and or that customer coming in. And obviously there is a you know, there is a demographic where they are start, where money is a big thing. And I know that's a very different thing, that they need to focus on money. I'm not countering that. There is a need for that. But for the majority of people who are in the career where they have gotten beyond just the, you know, food on the table, it's all about love. The more we can share with each other, the more joy you get. I mean, you know, you're not going to get a joy just trying to get it, but the minute you start loving the people and giving it out, it's a very different joy.
Wonderful. Manpreet, on that note, and your wonderful lessons of to be open to everything, everyone, don't reject anyone's thoughts, and your second point of everything is about love. The more you give, the more you will receive. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your journey. Thank you for speaking to me about your philosophy of coaching, your podcast. And thank you for speaking to me once again, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I am really honored to be here, to be able to speak to you and your audience, and really, you know, thankful people being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.